ALO, the Animal Liberation Orchestra, are our guest today in a session recorded at our cafe affiliate, WFPK, in Louisville, Kentucky. The band met as students at UC Santa Barbara and have evolved from what was once a nine-piece band into the present quartet. When fellow UC Santa Barbara student Jack Johnson made it big, he signed the band to his Brush Fire record label. The album is called Fly Between Falls, and we'll find out what that means and more in a bit. Let's begin with this performance of the song Barbecue.
The road is long and windy, like a good mystery unfolding. It twists and turns in colorful subplots and sunburns and fake out endings. And sometimes my patience in the whole process starts bending as I attempt to unravel the web by traversing and rehearsing and perversing along the doubt-laden extension cord threads of my life. And in this life we're free to dream whatever we want to. That doesn't mean that your dreams are gonna come true. Your dreams in front and unable to resist the temptation, we continue. And it's clear to me that this life is gonna be all about the dangling possibilities that keep turning in and turning out. It's clear to me that this life is gonna be all about the dangling possibilities. Full of twists and turns, but before you can rise from the ashes, you gotta burn, baby, burn. Welcome to your barbecue, where we roast all the dreams that never came true. Welcome to your barbecue. Endings.
ALO, the Animal Liberation Orchestra, playing live for us today, and that is Barbecue, complete with fake-out ending. Tell a little bit about the history of the band, because it hasn't always been Animal Liberation Orchestra. You've been playing with at least an assortment of these guys for a long time.
Yeah, the three of us, Dan and Steve, grew up together in a suburb of San Francisco, and then we met Dave in college, and we've all gone through a lot of, you know, various musical journeys together, studying a lot of stuff and just, you know. But at some point in 98, I think we became the Animal Liberation Orchestra. But we were much bigger then. There were nine of us, and it was
wow.
It was wild. It was a wild kind of, like, almost an experiment, you know.
Well, Fly Between Falls has that kind of vibe to it. It sounds like it was recorded by an even bigger band, which is kind of interesting.
Oh.
Was it difficult to pare your ideas down when the band pared down, or was that a good thing?
It was a good thing. I mean, I think that was part of the thing, was everybody had so many ideas when it was nine of us. It was tricky. I think, you know, we really focus, you know, on the being a real functioning band, you know, where everybody makes decisions, and it's like nobody's greater than it's the sum of the parts.
Are you comfortable with being called a jam band?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Settle that argument. now you guys went to UC Santa Barbara. And the UC schools, so the one you think of that kind of might give out more jam bands would be UC Santa Cruz. It's kind of like the hippie school. Now, what is UC Santa Barbara? How would you describe? What's the difference?
Well, the thing about UC Santa Barbara is it's the town of Isla Vista, which is around, you know, which is by the university, is pretty much like 90% college students. So it's pretty much like people under 25. And there's these streets where there's not like clubs, or it gets so out of hand there that they have to stop music by midnight on weekends, and they have to stop it by 2 a.m. By 10 on weekdays. And there's no real bars or anything. But what bands like us did is we just would set up on porches, and you can have these really wild parties. I mean, they're wild, you know. They're like.
Now, you're on Brushfire Records, which is Jack Johnson's record label. And Jack was at UC Santa Barbara for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know him from then. Did you play music back then with him?
We did.
Well, there's one song on this new one that he lends some vocals to, and it's sort of the ultimate pickup song or love song. Can you do that one?
Sure.
This is Girl, I Want to Lay You Down.
Yeah, right.
Pretty direct.
Yeah. Touch you, my heart begins to flutter, 'cause you're smooth and creamy like peanut butter. Oh, girl, I wanna lay you down. Ooh. Girl, I wanna lay you down. Flood you like a love river. Our baby, the postman, is about to deliver. I'll cook you up some dinner, a little pasta, listen to some music, a little Rasta. Girl, I wanna lay you.
out the lights, bring out the candles, wrap your arms around my love handles. They say that passion may not always endure, but this feeling that I have for you is burning up my world. Girl, I wanna lay you down. Girl, I wanna lay you down. So girl, I wanna lay.
Hey, hello, the Animal Liberation Orchestra. People think you're a political organization.
It's a band name.
Yes,
yeah, right.
Animal Liberation Orchestra. What is it? What were you thinking?
We were in college, and we had a Dave was our drummer for a long time, and then he moved up to Seattle for a little bit, and we were still in Santa Barbara, and our professor, actually, from the UCSB jazz band joined the group. So we had this professor in the band, and we had all these, you know, kind of academic, you know, students from orchestras and stuff, but we had all graduated and we were feeling very like, let's create our own orchestra, but that's kind of has this academic twist to it, but it's the Animal Liberation Orchestra. So it was originally the Animal Liberation Orchestra and the Free Range Horns.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the name, and it really, you know, especially when you hear the early tapes, I think it really fit, you know, what we were going for.
And now it's four piece, so you may have to change the orchestra part. Who knows?
Yeah, well, yeah, it depends. You know.
Who knows?
Still just as loud.
you do a song, one of my favorites, called Shapeshifter, which I love because I really like the song, but it also kind of describes what you guys do. It's hard to pick a particular sound of the band.
Right.
You're really able to do a whole lot of different stuff. So can you do that one?
Yeah. Supple, bend my legs back around my head. I'm the kind of guy you want in your government, and I'm the kind of guy you want in your bed. Well, I'm a shapeshifter. Throw me in the water, watch me turn to blood. Put me in a room. But every now and then I get the feeling.
So.
Every now and then I get the feeling. And I have to say that every now and then I get the feeling I'm a piece of clay. Bend my legs any way you want. Drop me off in the Philippines and I'm Filipino. Drop me off in Scotland and I'm a Scot. Well, I'm a shapeshifter. Throw me in the water, watch me turn to blue. Every now and then I get the feeling.
So.
Every now and then I get the feeling.
And I have to say that every now and then I get the feeling I'm a piece of clay. Kind of guy you want in your government, and I'm the kind of guy you want in your bed. Well, I'm a sheep. Throw me in the water, watch me turn to blue. Put me in a room with reptiles, and I'm cold-blooded too. But every now and then I get the feeling. Every now and then I get the feeling
I am so supple.
Well, I'm so supple.
Little hesitation in the applause because that song has so many. They weren't sure you were done. That is Shapeshifter. I should introduce everybody and tell you that all those sounds you hear, the guitar sounds from Dan Leibowitz, were all coming from an acoustic guitar today. So those of you, pretty cool sound. Steve Adams on the bass, Dave Brogan on the drums, and Zach Gill. Thank you guys so much for coming by. Animal Liberation Orchestra. Thanks again to the Animal Liberation Orchestra and to our friends at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, for making this possible. If you're looking for their album, Fly Between Falls, look no further than our website at worldcafe.npr.org. You'll find our CD store there.